your girl named B, your motivation of C, and I'm here to help you get to where you want to be because I'm living my dreams. All right, y'all. So today we're going to talk about the Capricorn man. And honestly, I am in love with the Capricorn man. Like that. The reason being is because the Capricorn man is all about being the provider. The Capricorn man, whether he is or not, ladies, now you might be dealing with a man who ain't doing it. You probably like, not even girl, why is it? Ain't never done. But I mean, he 9 times out of 10, those are his thoughts. If you like really have a conversation with him, those are his thoughts. Like he is an ambitious man. Super, super ambitious. And like he always has a dream. He always has a goal. He always has a like, I'm gonna do this by this time. And by this time I want this, and this by this time I want that. Like the Capricorn man does not play when it comes to just really his ambition. Also with the Capricorn man, he's really, really funny. Like, he's very, very sarcastic. Like, most Capricorn men I meet, they are super sarcastic. But it's funny. And it's just like, they're not really trying to be funny. It's like, when they're sarcastic, it's just kind of like, it's kind of true. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he would make you joke. He would make you feel like he's telling a joke. But it's like, 75% of it is true, and that's with the women too. Like Capricorn people are very, very funny, but their funny comes from their sarcasm, not necessarily that, you know what I mean, like not necessarily that they are just on a stage, but it comes from just the sarcasm of it all. Now Denzel Washington is a Capricorn. LeBron James is a Capricorn. You know what I mean? Like some of the best, some of the greatest men. Isaac Newton is a Capricorn. Who else is a Capricorn? Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey is a Capricorn. I should have notes. I really need to start speaking from like just notes and stuff because I just be going off of my head with these podcasts just because I get really, really excited about them and I love talking about things that I feel like I know. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what it is. If I feel like I know what I'm talking about, you better listen because this is just my truth. And one thing about me, I'm like the great debater. Like, I don't care what you think. Like, what I think is what I feel like it is. And that's just what it is. That's just my personality. So, whatever. But anyways, guys, Jim Carrey is a Capricorn. And Jim Carrey is just, like, lit. When you listen to his whole documentary and autobiography and just everything like that, you just see how lit this man was. Like, he did not care. He ruffled feathers. Like, Jim Carrey played this actor called Andy for several years. And he impersonated him. And he was just, like, his second person, right? He was like his other personality, his alter ego. And I feel like a Capricorn can really do that. Like, I would definitely advise a Capricorn who's into acting and into the whole drama and stuff like that. I would suggest you get an alter ego because what's gonna happen is this. You're going to create an alter ego where you'll be able to tell the truth of how it really is or how you really feel about a certain person. But it's going to be so funny. It's going to piss off the other person. So that's exactly what happened with Jim Carrey impersonating this Andy character. He was pissing off all kinds of celebrities. And I'm talking about really pissing them off. I'm talking about, you know, like death threats. Like, but Jim Carrey played this personality so well. Because one thing about a Capricorn man is they see through the bullshit. And it's just the truth. Like, they really, really do. Like, a Capricorn man will walk up to a pastor and be like, bro, you literally just want to hear yourself talk. Like, but only if the only if the pastor asks him for his opinion. Now, he's not just going to go off and go up to the... And that's what a Capricorn is not going to do. A Capricorn man is not just going to blatantly tell you that you suck. He's going to... he's going to create the coffee dates with you so you guys can talk and do bro things, and then he's going to make you feel so comfortable enough to ask about your pastoring, and he's just going to slightly tell you that you suck and I think you want to hear yourself speak, but he's going to do it in such a way that is so loving and so kind. Capricorn men, I would definitely say these are your loyal men. These are your men who are going to be in a relationship with a woman, who are going to devote that time, that necessary time for that woman who they love. Capricorn men are typically the ones who get married and stay married because they believe in that structure so much. And the spiritual man, oh, the spiritual man believe in his spirituality, period. Like, there's no ifs, ands, buts. If a Capricorn man is a Muslim, you better believe he knows that Quran from the front to the back. If a Capricorn man is a 5%er, you better believe it's my brother, yes, my sister, we out here in these streets. My name is, he gonna change his whole name, you know, because he's so into it. If a Capricorn man is a Christian man, oh, it's Jesus all day. It's Jesus over everything. He's going to be in communities. He's going to, you know, want to reach the lost. And that's his thing. That's just his thing. You know what I mean? That's his desire, is to be all about the duty of the works of the Father. So a Capricorn man spiritually, if he is tuned into his spiritual self, is going to kill it. He's going to crush it. Like, period. It ain't that. Period. You know what I mean? So I love that about them. And again, like I said, if they're married, they typically stay married, you know. And even if, you know, and I don't really know them to be the cheating type, but even if they had a lustful eye or just anything like that, they're going to stay with their wife. And their goal is to have their wives not work. Like, even if she wants to work, like, their goal is, like, my wife is going to be home and be, they're traditionalists, to say the least. They are traditionalists. And I love that about them. I actually know a couple of Capricorn men. I've dated a couple of Capricorn men. One of the guys who actually kind of liked a little bit, who was a Capricorn man, he had two daughters lived in a 4-car garage house, okay, in Stockbridge, and he raised his daughters. So these are men who really believe in that family structure regardless. And the reason why I say this is because he was raising the two daughters. The baby mama was living in New York City while he was, I think, IT, an engineer, just something like that. Like, I think it was, I don't even know, but it was something in that. And he was kind of like, he was definitely high ranked in the business because he had time to take me to lunch and take long lunches if he needed to or whatever. But he was definitely high ranked in it. So they do believe in going higher up in whatever they do, period. They are not settled in being just a mediocre. Their goal is to always be up. So that's why you have some Capricorns who are entrepreneurs, and they're in the entrepreneurial thing, because, or they're just in, or they work for a a company, well-known company, in a higher level position. So he had a good job. He had money. Every time we went out to eat, he always paid. Like, I could never look in my pocket. Like, even a look in my pocket would be, like, very disrupting to a Capricorn man. And I've dated several, and it's always been that. Like, it's always been, get whatever you want. I remember this other Capricorn guy, who I went on a date with, and he was like, yeah, you want to go get some drinks and stuff like that? So I'm like, yeah. So I'm like, oh, well, yeah, let's go here. And the place was just like where you can literally get a burger for like $3. But, you know, I'm just looking at it like, I'm not really trying to do all of that because I don't know where his head is at. You know what I mean? So he's like, oh, nah, let's go to somewhere nicer. Like, he wanted to go somewhere where a burger is like $25. You know what I mean? So I let him do it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, girl? I ain't see that. So we went to the most, you know, nicer restaurant, and he was just like, get whatever you want. So that's the Capricorn man. The Capricorn man is like, get whatever you want, sis. I got you. You know what I mean? They like to feel like the man. Like, a Capricorn man wants you to call him daddy. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I mean? If you like me, you're going to call him Zaddy. Yes. So that's the Capricorn man. Like, he just wants to be in control. He wants you to call him Zaddy. He wants you to, you know, all of that kind of things like that. So that would definitely turn a Capricorn man, ladies, on if you're dealing with one. So back to this four car garage guy, right? I would tell his name if I was petty. I don't remember his name, so I guess that's even pettier. But anyway, I really don't, guys. But so he has the baby mama living in New York. Now listen to this. He pays her bills in New York, and she comes and sees the kids like every month or something like that. Like, he flies her out every month to come out. Now listen to this. They're not in a relationship. And this is what he's telling me, right? Of course, like, okay, well, he could be lying. But honestly, I really didn't think he's lying. Because when I meet guys, I'm very open, I'm very honest, and I'm just whatever. And when I meet Capricorns, it's like this honesty. Like, I actually believe that Capricorns and Capricorns are really, really great matches just because we're both busy. We're both chasing a goal, but we're both traditionalists. So it's just like, we understand. Yes, like let's dot the I's, cross the T's, and different things like that. Like, it's just an understanding with a Capricorn man and a Capricorn woman. So back to this guy. She's not even a wife. The baby mama comes to the house, sleeps in the bed, everything. So I asked him, I said, well, if she sleeps in your bed, are you guys having sex? And he's just like, only when she wants to. And I'm just like, okay, so you are pretty much treating this woman as if she's your wife. You don't want any women to come to the house. First of all, I didn't date him long enough to come to the house, y'all, so I didn't see it. He just sent me pictures and showed me pictures in front of the house and all of that kind of stuff like that. Like, he would always send me pictures or whatever, or like, you know, FaceTime me in a house. So I knew that he really lived in this really large house. He told me that he really wasn't too fond of women even coming to the house or being that close to his girls and family. So my thing is this, you have a family, bro. Like, regardless if she's claiming you, you claiming her, or you just getting, you know, booty on the side from these Atlanta chicks, that right there is your core family. That's your wife, those are your kids, and this is your family. Regardless of whatever the situation may have turned out to be, but that's just what it is, you know. So that's just the Capricorn man in a nutshell, the go-getter, the goat of the zodiac, the hustler of the zodiac, kind of lazy too. They do have like little lazy ambitions, like the thing, like little lazy flaws about themselves, you know, because they will take the shorter route if there is a shorter route. Like they'll be ambitious about a certain point, but you know what I mean? It's just kind of like, if they're not really feeling it, they're not gonna put 100% into it. But if they have a goal behind it, that's when they're gonna put 100% in it. But that's the Capricorn man. Drop me a comment below. If you wanna know anything more about it, or if you just wanna, you know what I mean, give me a share. I love you guys. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.